Morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, cruising along and listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Good.
It is Wednesday, to say the least.
K2GDQ, good morning. Yes, it is Wednesday. As I was getting ready this morning, I had that little thought in my head, is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday? And I think what was throwing me off is my boss, Bill, moved our team meeting from Thursday to Wednesday. So I had in my head, you know, our team meeting's Wednesday, or this day, but at the end of yesterday, he canceled it anyway, so that really threw me off. But Chris Yurden put another meeting in my afternoon schedule, so it is what it is. Anyway, yes, we've made it to Wednesday.
Yeah, this week seems to be moving along pretty quickly. Yesterday we spent most of the day down at Bennett Beach in Angola, enjoying some sunshine and some water, and yeah, it was kind of fun.
I've been to like every one of those beaches at least once. We've been, you know, on beach glass excursions or just seeing where we could get good, easy access to the beach. Woodlawn's nice, but sometimes Woodlawn is, I don't know, maybe not the best, especially in the early spring. But remind me which one is Bennett. I think about, you know, the different ways you access the beach. I might be getting that confused with another one. What does the approach look like?
So I think you're saying the Bennett Beach one, there's a big parking lot, and then you walk down a path and you make a right-hand turn in order to get to the beach. So, to me, I would say it's kind of a secluded beach, at least from the road and the parking lot.
I think I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, I might have to look that up again and re-familiarize myself, because I don't think we've been to that one in quite a bit. I don't know why we didn't go back there, but yeah, it's nice. A lot of times... my days off, we'll get out to the beach, and you know, we'll take my sisters or Lynn's sister, and I'll often, you know, either go for a long walk or I'll just sit in a chair and do some reading and let the sun beat down on me and listen to the waves, and yeah, it's great. So I'm going to guess you didn't have the grandkids with you then.
Yeah, it was nice to be out there. You know, no radios, no music playing. You know, just people talking and laughing and splashing. Yeah, you know, I did check my phone a few times because I didn't actually go in and swim. I'm not a big fan of lake water. I did get my feet in a little bit, but for me it was too cold. But everyone else seemed to enjoy it. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Thank you. You had a good day for it then. I look forward to my next one. Yeah, I was talking to Matt Bueller yesterday. I thought he was one of the early birds into that technician class that Lancaster was having, and then he told me he did not. I think a friend of his was trying to get in there, but Matt was traveling this past week and didn't even get a chance to put in for it. So I guess the stories that I had heard were inaccurate. I think Jose and Larry were also trying to get in. But the emails are saying that it's a first-come, first-served for club members. and I think Jose was already even on the waiting list.
Yeah, I talked to Jose last night about it. The emails were that it'd be for club members, you know, first come, first serve for club members. I don't know how many club members are technicians already, so that's interesting. Hopefully Jose and Larry get in to the training. And Jose did get the new book. He told me that it came yesterday. And I told him to go to the ARRL website and sign up for their free training. Get on that website and sign up for the free training. That way he can print out tests and or take tests online.
Absolutely. All good resources to get in there. Perfect.
I think the one resource that helped me a lot was yours, being able to read questions and answers, wherever I was at, for 10 minutes, whatever, that helped me out a lot.
We've talked about many times before, it's just another tool. Not truly educational, aside from the fact that it's given you familiarity with linking the question to the correct answer. You do that over and over again, whether you understand it or not, something might stick.
Yep, that's the way I look at it. A car license is, you don't know anything about the road until you experience it. Same thing with amateur radio. Until you start getting on the air and start doing things, the stuff in the book, I won't say won't make sense, but it starts to make more sense after you start getting on the air.
So it's like any hobby at all, for the most part. You start out, you learn a few things, whether it's... whether it's your Tuesday night activities, whether it's 3D printing, working on vehicles, you pick up a little bit, each time, and when you venture into new aspects of it, like for me, it's been 27 years since I got my technician license. There are definitely aspects of the hobby that I have no idea about because I don't use it. Some people get their license and jump right into that. And like DMR, I didn't really understand what DMR was until recently. It's newer, but some people jump right to that. Some people go straight to HF, never use 2 meter, 70 centimeters. And that's okay. And that's stuff you pick up as you go along, and all you need is just enough to get the ticket to get started. All right, this is K2PCB, and I see Jeff has joined us. So back to you, Brad, and then we can give Jeff a shout.
Is it my turn, or are we waiting for Brad? Because I thought it sounded like we were waiting for Brad.
Good morning, Jeff. I was waiting on you. I heard Travis say that you were in there, so I was waiting on you to say good morning. So, good morning.
Good morning. I came into the conversation late, but I heard about hobbies. And so what's the premise of the topic, hobbies?
Yeah, we were talking about Jose getting his ticket, hopefully getting his ticket, doing the training, and how when no matter what hobby you get into, when you first start, you're learning. You're always learning. Same thing with ham radio. And it's so wide and so deep in a lot of places. You can go wherever you want, almost like any hobby.
That makes sense. Yeah, because there's so many things, even on Tuesdays, different branches and factions and protocols, and then into the radio side, and there's people are doing the digital stuff, satellite stuff, moon mounts, all that fun stuff, and yet there's things that people will never do.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe someday I'll get an FT8. Right now, that doesn't really seem to interest me.
From what I understand, FT8 is set it and forget it, and then you just interact to reset once you've made a contact, I guess? I don't know, but it's like almost robotic.
Yeah, that's my understanding of FT8, is it's it's kind of a set it and forget it. It's doing its thing, you know, computer-driven, you know, you're making, quote, contacts, unquote, but the computer's doing it all. But I guess that's all part of ham radio.
So there is one positive, I think, takeaway from that digital mode, and that is as you run that over time, you get to maybe, you know, generate a propagation map and schedule. And then you can do the same thing with different antennas to compare performance. But there are other ways to do that. But that's interesting. You know, 5 watts or maybe even, you know, less. And how is your signal getting out? And of course, propagation changes day to day, so you'd want to do this over time. But I think it would make for a nice analysis tool to say, oh, I've made 3,000 FT8 contacts in, you know, the past couple months, and like, well, what did you learn from it? I think the learn from it, I guess, is what would be my beneficial takeaway.
Yeah, there are other ways to see where propagation is going. There are there's beacons out there that you can follow to understand propagation. I like the idea of CW on QRP to, you know, because you can hear those contacts lower, you know, lower in the threshold, lower power. That kind of is intriguing.
I was out there on Sunday. I was dialing down into the CW portion of the band, and yeah, you know, you are so correct, and some of those signals sound so good, and you can hear the people that are just tapping away at 20 plus words per minute, and then the people that are doing, you know, 5, maybe 10, and you know, I'm thinking, man, I should have kept up with this. I could probably. You know, I'm picking out letters here and there, but yeah, I probably, you know, if I kept up with this, I could have gotten to this conversation here or, you know, called CQ and had a successful QSL. I don't know. One of these days, I got a lot of other things going on, but it just sounded so crisp and clean, and I can see why people do it.
But with CW, aren't there computers that you can just type in, hi, how are you, and it'll send the CW signal as well as when they receive it, it translates it into English?
And there's the RTTY, radio, telegraph, and teletype. But then, yeah, there are PCs and applications that'll do that with CW. But, yeah. I think I like Brad, have a desire of being able to, or wish I could, sit there and communicate with Morse code. It's just, you know, there's other things pushed in front of it right now, but I can definitely see the appeal. And getting that signal out with low power, there's a lot of advantages. But I've got 645. So I'm gonna boogie and get this day started. This is K2PCB. Interesting stuff.
All right, KC2, NVM, 73s, clear.
73s to you both. Have a great day. And I will talk to you tomorrow. And this is KE2GD2, listening for any calls.
82 GDQ.
Good morning, Ross. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just holding my way into work. Usual, it's a little cool this morning.
Yeah, it is a little cool. I think when I was checked my phone, it was reporting of 61 degrees. Yeah, it's hitting that time of year again, where the nights are going to get cooler. Are you hearing static coming from your node?
No, it's about full quieting right now. I'm just coming up past, actually coming down Erie Street just past the cemetery.
Okay, I must be getting some RFI from someplace locally, because when I was listening to Travis and Jeff, there was a ton of static on it. I turned off a couple of things in my area, but typically those are on anyway, and I didn't hear the static before, so I'm wondering where it's coming from.
Well, it could be a number of things. I always blame the noise generator in the middle of town here. That's what I blame. I do get it. It does get worse on my end when I get closer to work. Obviously, there's more things making static. So, yeah, it may be just a high noise day today in Lancaster.
Yeah, because you're definitely coming in full quiet this morning, once you get to a certain point. You're full quiet all the way in, so I'm wondering why, like, after you release your PTT, I hear your node, and I, hear the Roger beep. There's a bunch of static, so, yeah, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow. It'll get better, probably. It's atmospheric, too. There's a whole bunch of stuff that comes into play, probably more than what we know. But don't forget, also, my node's also 10 miles away, pushing only 7 watts. So that's, for what it is, it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I would say. And that day that we were out in the parking lot with my tape measure Yagi, and I was able to hit your node with that Yagi, with a handheld, that was really cool.
Yeah, I can hit my node with just my handheld in my parking lot at work. Just a standard antenna, just a vertical. When I heard that come back, I'm like, well, that's pretty impressive. I know it hears me because it's I was able to dial up East Coast Reflector through it. So it's my node has better ears than it does transmit. It hears pretty far away. I just have the power turned out so far that it doesn't have to reach transmitter wise, but it'll receive like crazy.
So your node has good sensitivity and selectivity. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, so if I go link into it probably right now, you're probably full quieting into the note, even though you're hearing static back from it. So that goes to show you how, like I said, how low power that is. Sure, I can turn it up a little more, but you don't want to make too much noise, especially when it's transmitting for hours. You don't want to try to tie up the frequencies like it's that much. I don't ever hear anybody complain about it, but it's not really licensed to me, the frequency around now. It just kind of, don't want to make too much noise. I mean, it's going farther than I thought it would ever anyway. But, I'm happy with, maybe I need to bump up to 10 watts. I got to get a better power supply for it. If I do 10 watts with it now, the power supply gives up too on it, and power supply says, oh, I can't supply that much current, I'm going to shut off. So that's kind of one of my other hurdles. I got to get a better power supply.
I think it's fine for now. It's just one of those things. Maybe tomorrow I'll do the Echo Link thing with Travis and see what's going on there. Because there's been days when there's been no static on it, and then other days when there is static. So it's kind of weird. So yeah, I'm wondering if there's something in my neighborhood that's generating that static.
Oh, I can hear it now. I'm just passing Central. Yeah, I hear what you're hearing now. And, yeah, it definitely is affecting it. So, yeah, there is something there. I have to agree with you now. Now that I'm close enough in the town, I can hear it.
So it's got to be something in town that's causing it.
Yeah, me and Jeff always blame the noisemaker in town. That's what me and Jeff do.
Yeah, actually, now it seems to be less staticky. That's interesting.
Yeah, plus now when I get to work, it's definitely, there's something in that work that's really bad, too. Definitely inside the building, I can't have anything, any HTs on. It's just, there's a full scale of just static when I walk into the thing, so definitely can't use it at work.
Well, you got all those monitors and, computers, mostly monitors, right? They're the ones that generate the most noise.
I find the worst to be switching power supplies. And the LED ceiling lights, those are at work now. Since they put the new LEDs in, those things are terrible.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the LED lights. I think I might know where that noise is coming from now. It's not an LED, though. I'll have to try that tomorrow.
Yeah, plus you can always, when I'm done with you, which is probably now, it looks like I got going, you can echo link into Travis's, and you can listen to yourself coming back through and see how well you're getting into my notes. I can do it that way. But, yeah, take her, play, learn, do whatever. So I'm going to sign with you, though. So KD2GDQ, 62PEC, 7 series, Brad. Tomorrow's my Thursday, so I will talk to you on Monday.
KC2PEC, have a great day, 73. This is KE2GDQ, and we are clear for today.